I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Wednesday. It's May 15th. We're halfway through. Wait, how many days in May, Ben? Knuckle method.
31.
31. All right. You didn't even have to do the knuckle method there. You just knew it off the top of your head.
I just knew that one, yeah. May is always a long month.
Does feel a little bit long.
Yeah.
It does. It does. And it's weird that we're a fan of the baseball team and we already feel like we're in the dog days. The dog days of May. The season just effing started and here we are. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. He's the executive producer of this program. Does a great job. Ben Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor, joins us as well. Also does a great job. I liked your last segments a lot.
Really?
It's a good character defining thing on the show when you say, I've got something coming up next that may be very spicy.
Character defining.
Yeah.
You're trying to define me as the boring character.
No! No! That's not it. It's not it at all. I wasn't going to say boring. You're not boring. You're like the least boring guy I know. It's sweet and it's innocent and it's cute. It's more cute. Let's put it this way. If there was an attractive young woman in here, she would hear that and go, that Ben. She would get a glint in her eye about that. And she'd go, that's a safe bet. Right,
and then
there.
She'd go with the bad boy.
That's true. That's also true. But she would really appreciate it. She would really appreciate who
After
you are.
After he ruins her life, she might come
she
back
might
to
come
you.
Back to you. That's exactly, yeah. Bad boy's totally getting her. But she will be impressed by you.
Never been a bad boy.
No, you sure. haven't. I wonder what bad boy Ben looks like. Him on a... You'd never ride a motorcycle, would you?
No, that seems very unsafe.
What about
risky.
What about a bird scooter?
No, even worse.
Even worse than a motorcycle.
I feel like the motorcycle at least has its own balance. Like, it kind of keeps you up. But the bird scooter feels like I just crashed right into traffic.
Bird scooter can't go 100 miles an hour.
That's exactly right.
Neither will a motorcycle if I'm on it.
You've never gone on vacation or anything and thought, I'm going to ride a moped.
No.
Never.
No.
You've never ridden a moped.
Oh, man.
Not a big fan of moving fast.
It was the happiest days of my life.
Non-automobile vehicles. Trains, planes, automobiles, fine. Everything else, not a big fan of.
What does bad boy Ben look like?
Cheating on the golf course.
Not fixing. I was just going to say not fixing a ball mark. Walking by the ball mark on the green and going, F you.
I love fixing ball marks. I will fix three or four of them on every green.
F you.
Just to, it gives me some satisfaction knowing that I've left the green a better place than
you found it
when I got there.
You're right. People are monsters on the green. They just leave their ball marks. But Ben will come and he'll fix yours. He'll fix his. He'll fix mine. He'll fix Paulie's. And then he'll make his putt because he's a really good putter as well. It was more of a fascinating read into what is considered spicy for you. Different levels of spice, I think, which is what makes us work. Certainly, different levels
I'm
of
like
spice.
I'm like a 2. Like on 1 to 10? More like 1.
1.
More like 1?
You're a pet. You're
0? Am I 0? No, am I non-spicy?
No, you're fresh ground pepper.
Okay.
Just
the 1.
Yeah, fresh ground pepper. That's it. Can get spicy if you have too much of it.
Paprika.
Yes. So good.
Sweet paprika.
So good. Well, listen, we have a little treat for you. Speaking of ideas that you didn't know about, we didn't know about your last spicy golf segment. And Paulie and I, Tier 1 sent this to us.
Guz.
Yeah, the Guzinator. He's in the chat all the time. He's a great dude. Sent this to us and said, I love it. I love it and I want to play it tomorrow. And here it is.
Ben, you're my friend. Ben, you're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Ben, you're my friend. Ben, you're my friend. My friend Ben, you're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Ben, you're my friend. Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben. What's up, Ben? Hey, Ben. Hey, Ben. Ben, you're my friend. Ben, you're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Best old Ben. Ben, you're my friend. Friend, Ben, you're my friend. Ben, you're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Best old, you're my friend. Hey, Ben, you're my friend. You're my friend. You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Best old, you're my friend.
Best old,
you're the best old Ben. Best old Ben.
I have to be honest. I loved that. I loved that.
I loved it, too.
Is that the new release from the Sucking on a Chili Dog guy?
No. That is a...
Seemed like they were kind of from the same same genre.
That is a guy named Aaron, and I don't know how to say his last
Nor
name.
Nor do I.
R-A-I-T-I-E-R-E. Raythier. But it's one of my favorite things I've ever heard. It is an absolute banger. Ben, you're my friend.
And then in one ear, you hear one, and then in another, it's something totally different. It's wild.
I enjoy how he uses, you're the best friend that's ever been.
Ben. Yeah. Right.
As I said, my Arizona relatives already call me Ben. Have you been, Ben? And then you jumped in with my
Jew's harp.
Your Jew's harp, which is great. That seemed like an appropriate accompaniment to... A terrific song.
Yeah, I got that yesterday. And
Tony
said,
it's better than Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah, way better than Cotton Eye
way
Joe.
Way better. And I just thought, it is true. Ben, you're my friend. You're the best.
Somebody sent us over this video of him performing it
live
somewhere.
Oh. Yeah. Ben, he's my friend. My friend Ben. He's my friend. He's the best old Ben there's ever been. Ben, he's my friend. Ben, you're my friend. Ben, you're my friend.
You wear shorts just like I do?
Yeah.
Like this guy.
So he sent that over, and I go, I wonder if this guy's on Spotify. And sure enough, the produced version was available.
You're the best old Ben there's ever been. Never better been like Ben.
Who goes to see him?
A lot of people named Ben, I would think.
Does he play at, like,
BenCon?
I'm trying to look.
He's at, like, a blueberry festival or something, isn't he?
There's something painted on the little silo or
that's
whatever.
That's a grass festival.
Bluegrass festival.
Grass festival.
I can't really make out what that word is above it for, like, the city. But, yeah, it's like a bluegrass festival. Ben, you're my friend.
My dream now is can we get Aaron to write a Woods song?
Woods. Yeah, I don't. Nothing rhymes.
Woods. He's got the goods.
Oh, that's good.
Woods,
all right,
really good.
I'll let you guys do it. That was awesome. I'm glad you liked it.
I did like it.
Yeah.
Ben, you're my friend.
Listen to it. Separate ears. Put your both headphones on.
There's ever Ben, you're my friend.
This is what mushrooms feel like. That's it. Something in here, something over here. What's over everybody here? Why am I crying? What's going on? Why is the light so bright?
Take the park and fix your mark. Oh, Ben.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good line, Caleb.
That was our gift to you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, buddy. We got Brett Boone coming up at 8:35.
Maybe he's in meetings, and we'll have another Spicy Ben segment coming up at 8:35. Well, maybe we'll let the Tier 1s choose. Would you rather hear Brett Boone? Or would you rather hear me going on some other spicy, off-the-hook rant?
I like the line I saw in the chat. Milk, it's not just for happy hour anymore. Fantastic. Our Tier 1s are so clever. More clever than we are the majority of the time. Brett Boone at 8:35. He'll be here. I have confidence in saying Brett Boone will be here. And then we could take calls on the San Diego Padres if you're so inclined.
We don't have to.
We don't have to, but we can.
We don't have to.
Do you want to do any more spicy golf talk then?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think I've gotten it out of my system. All that pent-up energy that I had from yesterday.
Yep.
I'm now good.
All right. Just trying to make you happy.
Ben, you're my friend.
Please. I'm actually interested today. I'm in a better headspace, so I'm fine to
you're
do
okay
it.
Today?
So yeah, I'm doing fine.
Well, I mean, if you want a spicy tease, I've got another one for you.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
the comment that Paul said, if I made on the show, that would cause him to walk out of the studio.
I do remember that.
Instantly and leave.
I do remember
Adam's
that.
Here to run the board. I will walk out.
I don't know. Should I save it for the last segment of the show?
Yeah, you can't do anything then.
Drop it in now. I really don't want to lose Paulie for the next 2 hours.
We I don't either.
We got a lot of work left, but there was a comment that Paulie said, if you say that, I am getting up, I am
walking out the door.
Out the door.
Yeah.
And it has to do with the San Diego Padres.
Close the chat down.
Close it down. Here it comes.
Do not look.
Don't look.
Now I feel like I'm going to have to pay that tease.
You have to. Well, let's break early. We'll get your head right.
Come back. We may lose Paulie coming up, but I think I have to get it off my chest. Don't go anywhere. It's Ben and Woods. We'll be back after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, go get your knives, everyone. Ooh, here it comes.
Don't forget, you can tune in every Thursday, tomorrow, 10 a.m., for our 97.3 The Fan commercial-free Padres Roundtable featuring our show, Ben and Woods, Annie and Elston, Gwen and Chris, presented by San Diego Roundtable Pizza. For takeout or delivery, go to roundtablepizza.com. Roundtable, the last honest pizza. I understand why Paulie did not want me to say this, but it's not even a take. It's simply an undisputed fact.
Oh, boy.
That is true.
It's the stupidest fact.
It's not
Yes, it is.
Not stupid.
Yes, it is. Go ahead.
Padres are currently still the third wild card team in the National League. Despite the two losses to the Rockies, even though they have played a strong schedule to begin the season, they've had to play the Dodgers 8 times already or whatever. They have played the Brewers. They played all their games against the Cubs, who are in first place. They still would be in the playoffs at this point.
Okay. It's May 15th!
But that's the ultimate goal.
It is May 15th.
So they just have to hold on to their spot from here. No one's exactly breathing down their necks in terms of playing well behind them.
It's May 15th.
But would you rather win 90 games or would you rather make the playoffs? You'd rather make the playoffs.
Period.
It doesn't matter how many games you win.
I don't care how they get in.
It only matters if you get in or not in the end. And right now, the Padres have done nothing to damage their chances, really, of getting into the playoffs through 45 games this year. They're right where they need to be, right where we wanted them to be at this point.
Let's talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
You're right.
I'm not right or wrong. It's simply it's simply true.
Since we're just spitting out facts, if the Padres won every game that they lost, they'd be undefeated and probably in first place.
Can't argue
with
that.
That's a fact. I'm not changing,
that is a fact.
I'm not changing history. I'm not changing anything. That's just where they stand right
now.
We're
making up a hypothetical. The playoffs don't start in May.
That's the definition of hypothetical.
Starting with an if.
If the playoffs ended today, this is hypothetical. Or started today. They don't.
Standings are important in sports. Where you stand is important in sports.
Not really in May. Not really.
Well, you don't want to be the Rockies 6.5 games out of a playoff spot.
But
they're playing better than the Padres are right now, but I wouldn't trade spots with
them.
But
you'd like to be the Dodgers, you know.
And you'd rather be the Dodgers.
Right.
But the Padres are not in a bad spot right now in terms of their one loss record through 45 games of this season.
Yeah, it does not give me, I'll tell you this, while you're not wrong, it gives me it gives me no sense of hope. Or not hope. It gives me no sense of calm. Like, whew, if they decided to bang this season today, we'd be one of the playoff teams. Look, have the San Diego Padres played like a playoff team this year? Dude, yes. Absolutely. Have they played way down?
Well, I'll say this. They played like a National League playoff team. They haven't played like an American League playoff team.
Fair enough.
If they were in the American League, they'd be about 4 games out of a playoff spot right now.
Yeah.
Where you play, who you're playing against does end up mattering in the end. And would it be lucky? Yeah, if they got in with a losing record, no one's ever gotten in, right? Maybe once with a losing record.
They have in the short season, I think.
In the short season, yes. And once maybe at 80-82, was there a division winner?
Maybe.
In the day.
It sounds about right.
I mean, normally it doesn't happen. It will eventually happen the way the wild card is set now.
Definitely.
Someone will get in at 81-81 or 80-82.
I
don't know if it'll happen this year or not, but there's been a lot of really disappointing teams in the National League. The Diamondbacks have gotten off to a bad start. The Giants have gotten off to a bad start. The Reds, the Cardinals have gotten off to a bad start. I mean, these are the teams that are behind the Padres right now, that are even in worse shape than the Padres are. And ultimately, your goal is to hold off all of those teams. Yeah, you're going to have to play better to do it than you have the last couple of days, no doubt about it. I'm not trying to say that they can just play like they did the last 2 days and cruise into the playoffs. I'm saying that the job ahead of you is to play well enough to hold all those teams at bay behind you. You know, and right now, you're in the best spot of all of them going forward. You'd rather be the Padres than any of those other teams at this moment.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a fine thing to say, but I can't. Like I said, it gives me no sense of peace or anything or solace of, well, at least we'd be in today, because the inconsistency, I think, is what drives fans the most crazy. And I know that's probably...
Padres missed the playoffs by 4 games. You think about 4 games you should have won.
Yeah.
But we'll say, hey, you know, if the playoffs started on May 15th, we would have been in.
Margie says Ben is happy to limp into the playoffs, loser mentality. No, because...
I am happy to limp into the playoffs.
But
there are plenty of teams that have limped into the playoffs and won the World Series.
Sure, absolutely.
I could care less
how they get there. Yeah, because you know you'll find those teams that sometimes are really hot down the stretch. You run out of gas. Baltimore Orioles were a great example.
I mean, baseball seems to matter less than any other sport,
especially in the playoffs. All bets are off. Certain teams are built for it. Certain teams aren't. Los Angeles Dodgers, great example. Great regular season team, the best, maybe the best to ever do it. Not built for October. No idea why, but don't get the job done. I really don't care either how you get into the playoffs. I mean, it's not a loser mentality to say, I just want this team to make the playoffs. Like, that's the goal. I saw some guy rip me over the weekend, like, oh, you've already given up on the division. Yeah. I mean, I'm not an idiot. I'm a pragmatist. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, they spent $1 billion and they're super deep. We didn't and we're not. So I'm not my vision isn't on winning the West. As we know, what does that guarantee you? Nothing. Zero. If that was the case, the Dodgers would have 14 World Series rings. They don't. They got one short season. So I don't care. It doesn't make you have a loser mentality.
I mean, anything can happen in baseball, but the Padres are 7.5 games behind the Dodgers.
Right.
In second place, but 7.5 games behind the Dodgers. Do you know how good you'd have to play to make up 8 games on the Dodgers the rest of the season? Because the Dodgers are not going to be playing 500 or worse baseball. They're just not.
So
you'd have to play an insane level of baseball that I don't think the Padres are capable of playing To win the division. So,
here's Joe. We should be aiming to win the division, not limp in on a wild card. I disagree.
That ship has sailed.
100, like, beat. Your mentality is to just win every ball game. I get it. That doesn't change at all, ever. For every player and manager and fan, you want to win every game.
You can't control what the Dodgers
do.
Exactly,
and they're
not,
right. Well,
they're
not coming. You can when you play
and
them,
you
and you've beaten
but
them.
But they're not coming back to the pack. I'm not resting my hopes that the Dodgers are going to play. If the Dodgers played 500 ball from this point on, they'd still win 90 games.
Right.
Which would be tough to get to. Potters would have to play outstanding to get there, but they're not playing 500 ball. If the Dodgers just play what they're doing right now, they're going to win 106 games or something. They're playing over the 659. They're going to win so many games. The Padres couldn't even think of getting to that many, I don't think. They don't have the depth. They don't have the pitching staff to win 105 games in this year.
It's a great point Tyler makes. For the record, 162-0 is still yet to be achieved by any team. Is that loser mentality if we don't go 162-0? You know, I really don't look at making the playoffs as having a loser mentality. Because, again, let me hammer this point home. Hammer it. Winning a division means nothing.
Gives you
nothing.
One... You get to avoid a three-game wild card series.
And how many division winners have won the World Series? I mean, let's just talk about the NL. You know, how many times have the Dodgers won the World Series in the last 35 years? Half of one. No, a third, basically. So I love your mentality that, yes, we should be gunning for the division. And they are. But it's not the end-all, be-all. And it doesn't make you a loser to say, let's make the playoffs and see what happens. Let the chips fall where they may. You know, we've seen the Diamondbacks, you know, last year. Great example. Now, they made the World Series, but they were scuffling. They were scuffling most of the year. It's okay to have faith in your team. It's also okay to punt on the season if you're so inclined. But if you punt on the season, then punt. If you say you're going to go, then go. Don't have one foot in, one foot out. Be in or be out, right? That's kind of my thing. And I just don't look at it as like you're a loser if you only want to make the playoffs. That's kind of the goal. And then you let the chips fall where they may. I mean, this is pretty standard stuff, in my opinion.
I mean, if you could win the division, sure. It'd be great.
Be fantastic.
You know? Fantastic.
But what's it guarantee you? Nothing. 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 Guarantees you.
Paulie's still here. Thank you, Paulie. I appreciate you putting up with me and my relentless optimism.
Well, and it's not necessarily optimism. It's the way that it is right now, but I don't think it's going to stay that way forever. And that's what you have to avoid.
Someone behind the Padres will start playing better. I don't know who it is. Is it the Diamondbacks when they get healthier?
And I think we're saying is the Padres need to be the team that continues,
right.
You know, tries to play better.
You just have to play better than whatever team behind you starts
that's
playing
right.
better.
My frustration was, and this was again at 5:30 when you walked in, we're still mad about losing another game to the Rockies.
It's true.
Game you should have probably won.
Yep.
You tip your cap to yet another pitcher who's not going to, you know, he's not a Cy Young winner. And you go, well, if the playoffs started today, we'd be in. I'm like, you're insane.
That's an insane
approach to today's show.
I think it was not the take. It's
for me, though, you can't do anything about the last two games. You can't do anything about the games you've already won. You can only do something about the games going forward. And for those games, Padres still have everything to play for in front of them. There's nothing that they have played their way out of yet. It's all still in front of them.
Yeah, nobody's saying they were eliminated last night.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Now, and I know you're not, Paulie, but it does feel like some Padres fans look at the last two games, and it's such an indictment on the team for them that they feel like there's no hope, there's no point going forward. And I'm going that my point is that's ridiculous. That everything is still right there for the San Diego Padres. They have not done anything to hurt their chances at the only thing they were ever really playing for this year,
which is the wild card.
Getting into the playoffs.
And I don't think that's a loser mentality. I just really don't. I just think it's being being pragmatic. You guys know me. You've worked with me every day. Margie says that last year I said I didn't want to back into the playoffs. That's not true. I've never said that. What have I said for years? Get to the dance. Right? I mean, have you guys ever heard me say I don't want to back into the playoffs? Never. Never, ever, ever once. Because I realize once you get there, literally anything can happen.
I'd rather drive in at 60 miles an hour.
Sure.
But
how did that work for some of those teams that drove in at 60 miles an hour?
Either backing in or not making it.
Bro, all day, I want to get to the playoffs. Right. I want to see what can happen.
Brett Boone is going to join us when we come up next here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. This hour on Ben and Woods, all morning long, brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Brett Boone has been doing a fantastic job for us all season. We are very lucky that he's been able to carve out as much time as he has. He is standing by. We will talk with Booney right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And he's back here with us on Ben and Woods. Booney, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Momentum.
How are your Padres doing? How are your Padres doing?
Until 2 days ago, pretty well. Now
feeling
the sky
so
is falling again on your San Diego Padres.
I want to ask you about momentum. We might have before, but I'm going to ask you again. I said it early in the show. I feel like the Colorado Rockies have momentum. I feel like the Oakland A's have had some momentum this year. Is momentum just a fancy word for saying you've won more than five games in a club? Yeah, when you're in the clubhouse, you like, guys, I'm feeling the momentum in here. Is that a real
can
thing?
You have momentum in a loss.
Yeah, can you have momentum in a loss? Exactly.
Without a doubt. And I think that's what differentiates baseball from everything else, because it's so long. It's 162, and you're going to go through ebb and flows. The great teams are going to get on a lose three or four in a row. The mediocre or, dare I say, bad teams, they're going to win four or five in a row. That's just going to happen throughout the course of 162. And I think that's what makes baseball unique. You know, I watched the Padres last night, and, you know, coming off a big series with the Dodgers where they take two out of three. And the Dodgers, by the way, are really good.
Yeah.
But then you go into a series with Colorado thinking, oh, this will be an easy series, and you're 0-2. Colorado's won six in a row. So sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the cream will rise to the top when it's all said and done. That's why we play for 6 months. And teams like Colorado, as good as they're playing right now, I can't look at you straight in the face and say they're going to keep this up. No, the Oakland A's they impressed me out of the gate.
Absolutely.
I thought they were on the way to losing 110 games again. And all of a sudden they were .500, you know, last week, which I didn't expect. There's been a lot of surprises to me early in the 2024 season, you know, across all of baseball. So this Padre team, it's a good team. You know, I look at it and Cease, I love the Cease acquisition. I think King in the long haul, he's still going through that reliever starter, but I think over time King's going to be really good. Yu Darvish has been outstanding. I know he spent a little stint on the IL, but he's been outstanding for this team. That veteran guy that's been around a long time, and you look at his numbers, he's had a hell of a career. You know, Waldron is what it is. Vasquez kind of filling in for Musgrove. The key to this staff, though, you got to have Musgrove. I mean, he's out with some inflammation from what I'm hearing. There's no damage in there. But
yeah.
Musgrove, before he went on the IL, he had a good start. But previous to that, he hasn't been the Musgrove that we come to expect. And a guy, if this team's going to go far, has got to be a big factor. So that, to me, I'm looking to it. I think the offense is great. I think you've got some unsung heroes early in the season with a Profar, the way he's played with the 919 OPS. Bogarts, he's got to pick it up. You know, you got this guy for another 8 or 9 years. Bogarts has got to pick it up, but everybody else is kind of doing what you expect. Tatis, Machado, they're just kind of floating, but I think in the end their numbers will be there. It'll be an interesting run. It's going to be tough in that division with the Dodgers at the head, you know, barring major injuries for that Dodger roster. They're just so damn deep. They're going to be tough to beat, but you know, I've been surprised by some of these starts. At the beginning of the season, I thought, man, this National League West is going to be tough. Well, so far, Arizona, San Francisco have been very disappointing. I don't think they're going to stay down as long as they get everybody healthy. San Fran's beat up as bad as anybody right yep. now. It's going to be an interesting division. But I think the Padres, you'd like to see them a little better with that roster they've comprised. But I'd say right now I'm not really worried about the Padres. They're just kind of hold and serve, and they got to get on one of those runs.
Well, you talk about things that have surprised you, Booney, and I think most of us, you know, even glass half full sometimes, most of us expected this to be about an 81-win team, and we're on pace to win 81 games, you know, save one game, right? Why are we acting so surprised that they're one game below 500 right now? You talk about teams that have surprised you for good, bad, or indifferent, but this team is really kind of what we all said, but yet we're in here acting like the sky is falling. This may be just who they are, and maybe 500 is good enough to get you in at the end of the day, and do you care how you get in?
Well, I mean, the reason you're disappointed is because you're San Diego and you're a Padre fan, and that's what fans do, and that's what makes the game great. I know, and let's talk Vegas lines for a minute. I think the over for the Padres this year was 82.5, 83, right in that thing. I thought when I looked at that at the beginning of the season, I thought this Padre team is better than that. So, yes, the mass consensus is they're right around a 500 team. I personally, when I look at their team, I thought they were better than that. I think their bullpen's better than people give it credit. And like I said, Musgrove for me is the key. You got to have a healthy Musgrove at the top of that rotation. You have to. Or then my prior prediction goes out the window. I think they're a better than 500 team. So I'll put myself in that basket. I'm a little disappointed that they're 22 and 23 right now, because I don't care what the so-called experts say or what Vegas says or what anybody says. I look on paper and I think they're a better team. Now, early in the season, they played pretty good schedule.
Yeah, very tough.
Dodgers, I think eight games they
yep.
held their own against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you know the dog days are coming up of summer, but I think I don't know. I'd be disappointed if we're sitting here down the stretch playing around 500. I think the Padres are a better team. And if they are playing around 500, those people in that clubhouse should look around and kind of be disappointed. At this stage of the game, the way the playoffs have changed over the years, you go back 30, 40 years, man, it was that 162-game schedule was unbelievably important. That marathon was important. In 2024, that marathon isn't important anymore. There's 12 spots. There's six in each league. And you can back into a playoff. I think you look at a year ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the run they went on. They barely made it, right around a 500 ball club.
Yep.
And they were a couple games away from winning the World Series. So times have changed. The purist in me, I love the old days, where usually the best team won the World Series. 2024, where a ton more cities are involved, and we're talking about baseball in a lot of cities deep into September. Not always the best team wins the World Series, but for my entertainment value as a fan now, sitting back, I love it because I think it's more exciting, and I think it's good for the game of baseball as a whole.
Brett Boone is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. So you mentioned the frustration. We certainly saw it from fans. Another full house at Petco Park last night, and after Manny grounded into the double play to end the game on Monday night, he grounded into two more double plays last night, and you could hear the boos from fans at Petco Park. So my question to you, and this might be a little different because of who you are, what does it really feel like to be a pro ball player, a successful one, and still get booed in your home ballpark? And knowing that when people boo and your name is Boone, you never really get booed at all.
I never got booed in my entire life. And even when every bone in my body tells me they think I suck, my answer was, well, of course they're saying Boone. What else would it be? You know what? Going on the road, and I think Barry Bonds was famous for that, they don't boo mediocre players.
But what about at home, though?
But at home, yeah.
I'll tell you, home's tough. It is, and if I told you, you know, I'm a professional, and I don't let that affect me. Believe me, athletes, we're as vulnerable as anybody. You see the athlete that says, I don't care what anybody says. This, you know, I'm going about my job. Deep down, you get booed by your home fans, That bothers you. And if it doesn't bother you, there's something wrong with you internally, I think. You know, you've got to feel it. I had a couple lean years in Cincinnati in the mid-90s. I had some really good years, and I went about a year and a half, man, and I really struggled. And I started to hear some boos, and all of a sudden you become hypersensitive, and you're coming off the field, and you can hear them. And you're not used to that. You're home.
This hour on Ben and Woods, all morning long, brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Brett Boone has been doing a fantastic job for us all season. We are very lucky that he's been able to carve out as much time as he has. He is standing by. We will talk with Booney right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. And we are joined by Odyssey MLB insider Brett Boone. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, also the host of the Brett Boone podcast, featuring the most notable names in MLB and around sports every week. And he's back here with us on Ben and Woods. Booney, good morning.
Morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Momentum.
How are your Padres doing? Until
2 days ago, pretty well. Now the sky is falling again on your San Diego Padres.
I want to ask you about momentum. We might have before, but I'm going to ask you again. I said it early in the show. I feel like the Colorado Rockies have momentum. I feel like the Oakland A's have had some momentum this year. Is momentum just a fancy word for saying you've won more than five games in a row? Yeah, when you're in the clubhouse, you like, guys, I'm feeling the momentum in here. Is that a real thing?
You have momentum in a loss.
Yeah, can you have momentum in a loss? Exactly.
Without a doubt. And I think that's what differentiates baseball from everything else, because it's so long. It's 162, and you're going to go through ebb and flows. The great teams are going to get on a lose three or four in a row. The mediocre, or dare I say, bad teams, they're going to win four or five in a row. That's just going to happen throughout the course of 162. And I think that's what makes baseball unique. You know, I watched the Padres last night, and, you know, coming off a big series with the Dodgers where they take two out of three. And the Dodgers, by the way, they're really good.
Yeah.
But then you go into a series with Colorado thinking, oh, this will be an easy series, and you're 0-2. Colorado's won six in a row. So sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's just the cream will rise to the top when it's all said and done. That's why we play for 6 months. And teams like Colorado, as good as they're playing right now, I can't look at you straight in the face and say they're going to keep this up. No, the Oakland A's they impressed me out of the gate.
Absolutely.
I thought they were on the way to losing 110 games again. And all of a sudden they were 500, you know, last week, which I didn't expect. There's been a lot of surprises to me early in the 2024 season, you know, across all of baseball. So this Padre team, it's a good team. You know, I look at it and Cease, I love the Cease acquisition. I think King in the long haul, he's still going through that reliever starter. But I think over time, King's going to be really good. Yu Darvish has been outstanding. I know he spent a little stint on the IL, but he's been outstanding for this team. That veteran guy that's been around a long time, and you look at his numbers, he's had a hell of a career. You know, Waldron is what it is. Vasquez kind of filling in for Musgrove. The key to this staff, though, you got to have Musgrove. I mean, he's out with some inflammation from what I'm hearing. There's no damage in there. But yeah. Musgrove, before he went on the IL, he had a good start, but previous to that, he hasn't been the Musgrove that we come to expect. And a guy, if this team's going to go far, has got to be a big factor. So that, to me, I'm looking to it. I think the offense is great. I think you've got some unsung heroes early in the season with a Profar, the way he's played with the 919 OPS. Bogarts, he's got to pick it up. You know, you got this guy for another 8 or 9 years. Bogarts has got to pick it up, but everybody else is kind of doing what you expect. Tatis, Machado, they're just kind of floating, but I think at the end their numbers will be there. It'll be an interesting run. It's going to be tough in that division with the Dodgers at the head. You know, barring major injuries for that Dodger roster, they're just so damn deep. They're going to be tough to beat. But you know, I told you I've been surprised by some of these starts. At the beginning of the season, I thought, man, this National League West is going to be tough. Well, so far, Arizona, San Francisco have been very disappointing. I don't think they're going to stay down as long as they get everybody healthy. San Fran's beat up as bad as anybody right yep. now. It's going to be an interesting division. But I think the Padres, you'd like to see them a little better with that roster they've comprised. But I'd say right now I'm not really worried about the Padres. They're just kind of hold and serve, and they got to get on one of those runs.
Well, you talk about things that have surprised you, Booney, and I think most of us, you know, even glass half full sometimes, most of us expected this to be about an 81-win team, and we're on pace to win 81 games, you know, save one game, right? Why are we acting so surprised that they're one game below 500 right now? You talk about teams that have surprised you for good, bad, or indifferent, but this team is really kind of what we all said, but yet we're in here acting like the sky is falling. This may be just who they are, and maybe 500 is good enough to get you in at the end of the day, and do you care how you get in?
Well, I mean, the reason you're disappointed is because you're San Diego and you're a Padre fan, and that's what fans do, and that's what makes the game great. I know, and let's talk Vegas lines for a minute. I think the over for the Padres this year was 82.5, 83, right in that thing. I thought when I looked at that at the beginning of the season, I thought this Padre team is better than that. So, yes, the mass consensus is they're right around a 500 team. I personally, when I look at their team, I thought they were better than that. I think their bullpen's better than people give it credit. And like I said, Musgrove for me is the key. You got to have a healthy Musgrove at the top of that rotation. You have to. Or then my prior prediction goes out the window. I think they're a better than 500 team. So I'll put myself in that basket. I'm a little disappointed that they're 22 and 23 right now, because I don't care what the so-called experts say or what Vegas says or what anybody says. I look on paper and I think they're a better team. Now, early in the season, they played pretty good schedule.
Yeah, very tough.
Dodgers, I think eight games they
yep.
held their own against the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So you know the dog days are coming up of summer, but I think I don't know. I'd be disappointed if we're sitting here down the stretch playing around 500. I think the Padres are a better team. And if they are playing around 500, those people in that clubhouse should look around and kind of be disappointed. At this stage of the game, the way the playoffs have changed over the years, you go back 30, 40 years, man, it was that 162-game schedule was unbelievably important. That marathon was important. In 2024, that marathon isn't important anymore. There's 12 spots. There's six in each league. And you could back into a playoff. I think you look at a year ago, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the run they went on. They barely made it, right around a 500 ball club.
Yep.
And they were a couple games away from winning the World Series. So times have changed. The purist in me, I love the old days, where usually the best team won the World Series. 2024, where a ton more cities are involved, and we're talking about baseball in a lot of cities deep into September. Not always the best team wins the World Series, but for my entertainment value as a fan now, sitting back, I love it because I think it's more exciting, and I think it's good for the game of baseball as a whole.
Brett Boone is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional-grade supplies and solutions made for every industry, backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. So you mentioned the frustration. We certainly saw it from fans. Another full house at Petco Park last night, and after Manny grounded into the double play to end the game on Monday night, he grounded into two more double plays last night, and you could hear the boos from fans at Petco Park. So my question to you, and this might be a little different because of who you are, what does it really feel like to be a pro ball player, a successful one, and still get booed in your home ballpark? And knowing that when people boo and your name is Boone, you never really get booed at all. So
I never got booed in my entire life. And even when every bone in my body tells me they think I suck, my answer was, well, of course they're saying Boone. What else would it be? You know what? Going on the road, and I think Barry Bonds was famous for that, they don't boo mediocre players.
But what about at home, though?
But at home, yeah.
I'll tell you, home's tough. It is, and if I told you, you know, I'm a professional, and I don't let that affect me. Believe me, athletes, we're as vulnerable as anybody. You see the athlete that says, I don't care what anybody says. This, you know, I'm going about my job. Deep down, you get booed by your home fans. That bothers you. And if it doesn't bother you, there's something wrong with you internally, I think. You know, you've got to feel it. I had a couple lean years in Cincinnati in the mid-90s. I had some really good years, and I went about a year and a half, man, and I really struggled. And I started to hear some boos, and all of a sudden you become hypersensitive, and you're coming off the field, and you can hear them. And you're not used to that. Your home fans are supposed to love you and support you through everything. But you hear them, and you become hypersensitive, and then you go to the media, and the media, hey, Brett, did you hear a few boos? Oh, what are you talking about? They're not booing me. Deep down, you know the truth. And it hurts. And I'll be honest with you, it hurts. Now, I think they have more than a right to do that. They pay you a lot of money to play a game. Manny Machado, you signed one of the biggest contracts, especially at the time when he signed in the history of baseball. And there's something that comes with that. There's some small print that says, yeah, we're gonna praise you, we're gonna pay you a ton of money when things are going great, everything's great. But there's a downside to that. If you don't perform, you're gonna hear it. And I think you should hear it. Fans have the right to voice their displeasure, especially when you're making this kind of money. It's part of being a professional. I was never angry when I got booed. I was more hurt and thought, man, I've got to do something drastic to turn this around because I need to be a better player for these guys and live up to what they expect me to be. So it's a nonstop fight internally back and forth. Luckily for me, I only had a couple years where that happened. But, yeah, and if an athlete tells you he doesn't care, I don't think he's being truthful, or he doesn't have a heart. If you don't feel those boos from your hometown and you don't want to do everything in your being to turn it around and find a way to be a viable contributor to your team winning games, well, I don't want you as a teammate. That's for sure. You care, and we care more than you think.
Yeah, no question. Talking to Brett Boone here on Ben and Woods this morning. Yeah, if they don't feel it, I think they may be a little bit of a sociopath because, you know, even in this job, and we're not making $30 million a year, when you get a nasty DM or something, you're like, that hurts. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Of course. And nobody, you've got to feel it. That being said, in the industry that you're in, you're going to get some backlash. You know
that. Yeah.
And you've got to be able to let it roll off your back. But when they pile up and it's day after day and it gets to you, like I said, if it doesn't get to you, I think you used a great term. I think sociopath is close to what it is. If it honestly does not affect you at all, you've got to be a pro to a certain degree and you can't let it affect what you do on the field. But if you don't feel it, you might want to get checked.
Fan ever crossed the line talking smack to you?
Not at home. Not at home. On the road? Oh, yeah. On the road, yeah. I've been in Oakland, Chicago, playing the White Sox. And not to the point where I really got distraught or wanted to do something I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah, like fight them or something.
But to the point where I said, oh, my goodness. This is a game. And I understand the vitriol and that we hate you and we're going to kick your butt mentality when you're on the road. But when they start getting real personal with you, to the point where it's not really a joke anymore,
yeah,
it raises flags like, am I safe on this field? I mean, I'm just playing a game, and I'll banter with you back and forth. But when it gets to that level of like, truly, I hate your guts. I remember Mike Cameron coming off the field, and I think we were in Oakland, and there was a gentleman standing on the top of our dugout. And, you know, Cammy was unbelievable, interacting with fans. And when they'd get on him, he'd say something funny back. The fan would probably smile, and he'd go on from there. I remember one time there was this guy on top of the dugout, and Mike comes in off the field, and he's looking around. You know, he's looking for controversy just so he could say something witty. And there was this guy sitting on the dugout, double-barreled, giving him the bird, I can't even repeat it on radio. I know Paulie last week I dropped an S bomb, so I'm working on my radio voice, not my podcast voice. But he basically threw a double barrel FUs and said something and about his family. And I went, really? Did that guy just say that? When did it elevate? And Cammy, kind of as good as he is, he just kind of took it down. He said, sir, this is what I do for a living. I play baseball. I'm trying as hard as I can. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out. Let's not take it so serious. Why don't you sit back and have a beer? And this guy was going, I think security came and took him away. But very rarely does that happen. But I've seen it.
Brett, really appreciate it as always. Great contributions, and I thought your insight on the fans booing was tremendous today. Hopefully, we will talk to you again very soon.
You got it, guys.
Thanks, brother. You.
There he was, Odyssey MLB Insider Brett Boone. Insider Calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. I think the only thing that differentiates us necessarily from, because we're pretty much regular fans with just a little extra platform here,
yeah.
But we do get the chance, like at spring training, to meet the guys. Mm-hmm. And while I'm not like worried about none of them, they're not my friends.
No.
I don't hang out with
nope.
Manny or
not one of them.
Even Jake or anyone.
By the way, we did do a bit on the radio that gets thrown up in our face every day. I'll rip it. I'll burn it right now. The lifetime friendship contract. It was a 5 minute
it's just,
bit.
Yeah. We're not really friends with any of
no.
them. But we do get a chance to meet them enough to see them as human beings
yes.
and more than just, you know, baseball players, you know, baseball cards, a collection of stats. We know that they're human beings. And for the most part, we know that they are trying, that they do care, they do want to win. And I do try to bring that perspective. And I think the fact that we kind of know them, it makes a difference. To hear Brett say, of course it hurts. I mean, it's both surprising and not surprising. How could it not hurt
sure.
to have your own fans booing you?
Which, by the way, though, as he also said, you deserve it sometimes.
But you also...
yeah.
And you also have absolutely the right to do that.
Yep. Yeah, I have no problem with booing.
And I'm not surprised that he just refused to believe it. If he heard a boo, it's Boone.
It's Boone.
Hey,
Boone.
I was just talking to Booney at the end there, and he said, hey, if you get a chance, we talk about his podcast all the time. He said, I got Tom Seidler joining the podcast this week, today,
nice.
Later today. So
love
be
it.
On
nice.
The lookout for that.
Nice. As always, good content from Brett Boone. All right, we'll come back. Ryan will report. Final hour of Ben and Woods. We've got an Adam Klug appearance coming up as well.
Oh, yeah. Spicy.
All ahead here on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.